Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today, Scott, you think that you messed up bigly.
Yeah.
With one of your friends.
Yeah. So I have like a small group of like really good friends, people that I talk to on the daily. I'll hang out with them like weekly. And like last week, I was talking to my buddy and we're kind of planning out our week. We do this thing where we like we'll tell each other our goals for the week. It's kind of our cool thing that we do.
Oh. That.
And on one of the phone calls, I remember that we were chatting. He was like, oh, well, that's cool. And something came up about tomorrow. He's like, oh, look at that. That's my birthday. I was like, oh, man. And on the phone call, I was like, dude, you know what? Like, happy birthday. That's awesome. And I remember I was like on the phone. I was like, maybe I should make a little note of this. Well, yesterday I got a text from the other friend in the friend group that was like, hey, like, what do you want to get for our buddy for his birthday? I was like, oh, my God, is it today? Oh, wow. And just not even thinking, I just was like, you know what? I'm just going to send him a text. And so I sent my friend a text. I was like, dude, happy birthday. I hope this year is great for you. I know, like, obviously it's been a tough year. You got a great year ahead of you. And then after that, I wrote, I know this is late, but, like, I still wanted to make sure I wish you happy birthday. Let me also preface this by saying I even saw him in the past week after his birthday passed.
Okay, so when was his birthday?
I'm going to be honest. I don't know. I think it was last week on like a Tuesday.
And then you saw him.
And then I saw him literally last Sunday.
And then when did you send this very heartfelt text?
I sent the text yesterday.
Oh, wow.
So it's been a week. Like at least a week.
And you saw him.
And I saw him.
Okay. Now, you are 23, about to be 24. Because your birthday is this weekend.
Yes.
Sunday. I know it. Yeah. I may forget it though. So just bear with me.
Now, did you go to USF with this friend?
Yes. Yeah. He was a USF buddy. He was, you know, we have a really good friendship, which is why this is even worse. Where I'm like, I don't remember everyone's birthday, but I would at least expect to remember like my like close friends.
I think that as you get older, this happens where it's like even your bestest friends, you have the best intentions.
Yeah.
And then you just forget because you're not in school anymore and that's not the forefront of your mind.
Yeah.
And so that's why I used to get awkward when I would send people that late birthday text. But then I think after a certain age, you know, it's just like, I'm sorry, I'm just trying.
I think it's like welcome to adulthood. Like right. We all have so much going on in our lives and on our minds right now. People's birthdays are important, but like they're not that important.
Is it better to still send the text? Like, because I thought about this. I was like, should I send it or should I just leave it alone?
I think it was a good thing that you sent the text.
Oh, good.
I mean,
he went with it. He was cool with it. But afterwards, I'm like, I am such a
who wouldn't be
bleep.
Cool with getting a late birthday text?
Well, it's just a little awkward. I think you would expect like your good friend to at least be on the same week. I missed the entire week. And I saw him and didn't do anything. So I'm like,
I mean, it's the ultimate in awkwardness. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. But you did the right thing, I think.
I mean, and I, especially with social media now, because like, let's say you've got that very, you know, cliche Instagram photo with, you know, the bubble silver balloons with your age on it. And you have like a glass of champagne and you're like, it's so good to make it another year around the sun.
Oh, my God. That
I'm
is
24.
The most like influencer.
Absolutely. And you know what? As one of your good friends, I may not see it on Instagram until like a week later.
I never see Miguel's stuff on Instagram.
I never see Holly's stuff.
It's weird, right? Like, we're super good friends. We see each other every dang day. And like 2 weeks later, I'm like, oh my God, I love your Instagram post from 2 weeks ago.
I was like, yeah, that passed a long time ago. So I feel like it is okay to be late with it. As long as you acknowledge and you're like, hey, bruh, so sorry I'm a week late, but hope you had a fantastic birthday. And I will say on top of that, you can't just type HBD.
Oh, my God, no.
Or just happy birthday with no punctuation. You at least got to put a couple of sentences in there.
Yeah,
if you're
gonna always do.
If you're late.
Yeah.
I would actually, and let me put this out. This is not my segment, but let me just say, I would rather you don't tell me anything at all than say HBD.
Oh, that's the worst.
It seems so just tacky and slimy that you are coming up in my whatevers, whether it's on Facebook or my phone, and you just cobble three letters together. It's like you picked up some dirt and you just threw it my way. HBD!
My brother's an HBD kind of guy.
He needs to stop it.
How important do you think you are that you don't have time to write out happy birthday with a dang exclamation point?
He's probably listening. I'll let him know. But is it even worse, though, if my friend messages me this Sunday, like right on top of it, happy birthday? I don't know if he will. But I have a feeling like he will probably be on top of it.
Yeah, he might. You got to take that.
Yeah. You just got to know at some point on your birthday this weekend, you're going to feel like crap because you were the bad friend. But it's okay.
But nobody's angry at you about it.
No, welcome to being an adult. You just turn into a bad friend automatically.
You're just guilty about everything. That's what it comes down to.
All right, it is 7:26. Holly, what's trending in Tampa Bay?
Ooh, spooky season. Yes. There's this new stat about living in haunted houses.
Ooh.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.